Hello, welcome to the Brandon Drury Podcast. We're back again. I feel good. I'm coffeeed up. I get to have coffee on weekends only. One cup per day. And it's a rough life, and we're making it work. A doctor told me to cut way back on caffeine because I was drinking like 40 gallons of coffee a week, and we found a reasonable level with that. I don't know if too much caffeine's bad, but I'm sure that drinking 2 to 3 pots of coffee a day is bad. So anyway, it makes it a lot more fun on the weekends to actually get coffee because you go, yes. I could fully understand the Coke people, and there's a reason I don't do cocaine. Okay, first off, let's get excited. This is May 8th, 2021. You may be getting this later because I have to schedule things ahead of time. This means for me, and maybe you, COVID is over in 23 days. That's right. We get to celebrate. Get excited. So the way I see it, everyone who wants one has a vaccine. I don't have it. We already covered vaccines last week. I was 49% against them, 51% for them, and therefore I got mine. I feel good now, so whatever the fuck that means. If I get dick cancer later, well, you know, that's on me. And I'm already dumb, so, you know, that's it's not like I'm going to get worse. As I incoherently rant, you'll realize that, man, maybe that vaccine didn't do him any good until you go back and hear the other episodes, and then you also... Maybe it was the other vaccines I got that made me stupid. Anyway, so June 1st is the big day. June 1st is when COVID's over. So we're going to open everything up. There'll be no more lockdowns. This is in the cities. This is in Italy. This is everywhere. We're going to have fun. We can go to concerts. Let's go see Def Leppard. Let's go cough on each other. Let's lick each other in the mouth. Who gives a shit? Because COVID is over. I'm excited anyway. And I did make this up, but I don't see any reason why it's not viable. Why don't we just pick the big day and celebrate? You know, like, ever seen those parades when World War II was over? I mean, this is nothing like World War II. I mean, World War II was serious shit. This has been like, I don't know. Yeah, buy lots of toilet paper. Oh, don't see your friends for a little while. Fine, whatever. Well, you can see your friends now. I give you permission. And don't buy that shit that, oh, now that you've had 2 vaccine shots, you need to wear 2 masks. It's fucking bullshit. They're up to something nasty and everybody knows it. I'm not saying not to wear a mask. I was a Boy Scout the other day with the kid. I wore a mask. Is it bullshit and stupid? Probably. Does it do any good? Probably not. I don't know. I can't tell you. But I do know, June 1st, we don't have to do any of that shit anymore. The only reason we have to wear a mask Cub Scouts, is obviously the lawyers are involved. And after all the kid fucking that went on with Cub Scouts over the years, they don't need another illegal thriller, you know, on their hands. So, you know, I understand where they're coming from slightly, just because anytime lawyers scare the shit out of you, it's a bad thing. And that, you know, divorce and all that kind of stuff explains, you know, the fear you get because of lawyers. But anyway, pushing forward. All right. Employee shortages, minimum wage, and video cards. That's the title today. And the big theme here is we don't know the consequences of government intervention. Government says, holy shit, we've got a massive, massive pandemic. Dead bodies will be out in the laying in the streets, in your street, at Pink Houses USA, whatever, in John Cougar Mellencamp's house he grew up in. There will be dead bodies out in the yard. All the people just falling over dead. It's going to look like The Walking Dead. That's kind of what I thought. And, you know, you could argue, oh, the government is scared, you didn't, that you fell for the scared tactics. It's like, well, it didn't feel like Hitler was doing it at the time. It felt like it was real. Of course, the government reacted to it like a bunch of fuckbags. But, and that was kind of the deal. They said, we're all fucked. We're all going to die. And who of us thought that the COVID shutdowns would lead to video cards being triple the price? Who predicted that? Like, oh, we're all going to die. Well, video cards are going to go up. I was thinking, no one's going to buy video cards. Holy shit, we're going to video card companies going out of business. No, now they can't keep up. They're having problems getting enough workers or enough robots or get enough chips, and we're going to get into some of that. So the government spent, I looked it up, $2,560 billion on quote-unquote relief. Now, people who didn't need help, so people who actually needed help didn't get near enough relief. We all agree on that. I'm sure there was waiters and waitresses, and it was like, you know, they're out of work for months, and you're like, well, how the fuck do they get by? They're not making that much money anyway. Clearly, those people need help. And then we gave a shitload of money to people who didn't need it, and I fall in that category. And even when I was in school, we were getting by on just the wife's nursing money, and you know, this massive check came in, but we were scraping by. I mean, the wife was making like 50 something thousand, and we're in Missouri, so, you know, property values are dick. So we could scrape by on 50 basically. And that's including fairly high-priced health insurance and all that stuff. We made it work. We don't have car payments. We have shitty old cars, but we made it work. And it wasn't the end of the world. We could have made it without any help at all. And granted, her employment wasn't affected by COVID. So whatever. So basically, people like us who didn't need the money got a big old wallop of cash. And then people who really did need it didn't get near enough money to cover their actual lost income. And so I am willing to forgive that first round. When the shit hit the fan last March and you thought, holy fuck, the apocalypse is here. I don't know if you guys remember the Stephen King, The Stand, at the very end, the epic war between good and evil. It was this, this kind of like hologram fuzzy hand, like 1991 made for TV movie graphics. The hand came down and grabbed like a weapon. I don't know. It was a big letdown for me. Anyway, it's kind of how this felt too. It was just kind of like the epic war that really wasn't epic at all in hindsight. Like here in Missouri, we had like no deaths until like June or July, give or take. So it took a while to even get here, but we were all freaking out anyway. Just in anticipation as we waited for no fucking reason. But I can forgive that first round. It did seem like we didn't have time to set up a system that could give to people in need and not waste money on people who don't need it. So, but on the other hand, now that it's like over a year later, again, May 8th, 2021, 14 months into this mess, it feels like that disorganization was almost on purpose. And maybe that's my tinfoil hat. So, you know, keep that in mind. But I just wonder, Did they fuck this up on purpose? How else do you fuck it up this bad? So let's talk about inflation a little bit. I've been reading a book on it. Basic Economics, which sounds basic, and it kind of is. Thomas Sowell, he's a famous economist, and he broke it down, economics down to like bare bones, something that I could understand. Very simple, but it's a big-ass long book. But I'm getting into it. I'm like over halfway done and loving it. But he covered inflation. And here's the, and I've heard this repeated many times here lately, like, we don't have to worry about inflation at all. All we have to do is have the economy expand with the money supply. If the economy expands with the money supply, there's no inflation. And they say that, like, that's all you got to do. So let's put this in English. So let's just assume electrical engineer Brandon here sells 10 circuit boards a day at $100 each. All right. 10 circuit boards, $100 a pop. And then suddenly the government just doubles the money supply for no real reason, right? Well, now I have to double my production to 20 circuit boards a day. As long as I can sell 20 circuit boards a day at $100 a pop, we're good. And it's very important that my prices have to stay the same. And that's dependent on all my suppliers not raising their prices. But a lot goes into circuit boards. There's a lot of chips, there's fiberglass, there's all these raw materials. There's these things you got to dig out of the ground. And if too many people need too many circuit boards, too much fiberglass, or for, I don't know, Chevy starts selling way too many Corvettes, fiberglass goes up for that. Well, then my circuit board prices go up just a little bit. And so if there's an excessive demand, usually you need these bulldozers to scrape the ground to get the stuff, or I don't know how the fuck you make fiberglass, but you get the idea. I have to be able to double my production to match whatever the government added to the supply. And so, again, so as long as we can expand without raising prices, or no one raises prices on the stuff they're selling to me, the engineer, then we're good. But that seems like a big damn if. Like, how do you control all those you know, the supply chain, you know, up the chain? You got, like I said, chips and stuff. So how do you make sure all those prices stay the same? And so, in other words, I'm not buying it. And so again, another way to say this is, if supply can catch up with demand, no inflation. And of course, and deflation is just as bad as inflation. That's another thing. There's just less cash going around. No one has any money. And everybody's fucking broke. That's kind of what happened in the Great Depression. Deflation is bad. And so most economists say that 2% inflation is what you want. And that's kind of like having like a grip, like a rope. You want a little bit of tension on it. Maybe when you're like fishing, when you're reeling it in, you want just a hair of tension on it. And if you don't have that tension, that kind of a slight expansion, you're going to have big problems. Deflation, we'll agree, is really bad. So with 2% inflation, that means prices double every 35 years, according to my math. But when the hell have we ever seen that? Prices seem to double every 10 or 15 years, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, what's a soda cost? And, you know, this is companies are always getting cheaper and improving their ways of doing things. I mean, so like manufacturing a TV is much cheaper now than it was 10 or 20 years ago. TVs are cheaper. Computers are cheaper. Tablets are cheaper. Fine. But there's a whole lot of things where technology hasn't improved. And like labor would be, anything with labor, human labor involved is a good example of that. So here's the big question though. So if all we have to do is make sure that supply meets demand now, where is supply actually keeping up with demand? I mean, food seems to be, still in the stores. That's awesome. I'm glad I get to eat. But it seems like nowhere else. Shortages are everywhere. Everywhere, you know, maybe I'm full of shit, but it feels like they're everywhere. Lumber. Go to Lowe's or Home Depot and look at the prices of lumber. In some places, it costs five times of what it cost in 2019. Have you tried buying a video card? It kind of like a lost and found in a border town. Asking about a diamond ring. you get the idea. You can't buy a video card. Well, why? Because people are using them to mine altcoins, like kind of like the Bitcoin. Used to be for Bitcoin and other coins now. And why? People expect the dollar is going to shit. And so video cards are kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy where video cards cost a fortune because people think the money's gonna go down. Very interesting. And of course, electronics in my world, you got microcontrollers, capacitors, resistors, all those chips, we're fucked. Everything is in shortage. At my job, which is often involves a whole lot of supply chain stuff, getting the parts, there ain't no fucking parts. They're just out. The shelves are empty. And not 100% empty, but it's just like you're used to buying Kraft cheese at the store. There ain't no Kraft cheese. So now you got to switch to the other kind of cheese. And so at my job, I'm constantly switching people to different kinds of cheese. And then we say, oh, well, they're out of the other kind. I go, well, shit, can we get the other kind? And before you know it, you're buying some off-ball brand. You have no idea if the cheese is even cheesy. So, and with electronics, it's more interesting because when we run out of electronics chips, then companies have to shut down. So GM and Ford have these, you know, massive $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 trucks, whatever the fuck a truck costs now. And they have circuit boards inside, many, many circuit boards. Well, if there's a critical circuit board and that chip cannot be bought, the whole damn truck doesn't work. So they've had to shut down lines. So imagine that, just because we're out of chips, now we're not making cars. And so the people that go to work to make the cars, and I guess robots do a lot of the work, but I'm sure there's plenty of humans involved too, they're not working. So how the fuck is that keeping up with shortages? How does supply keep up with demand when car companies can't even run because chips are in shortage? And of course, there's chlorine is now in shortage. You can go on and on. There's just all kinds of shortages predicted about stuff you never expected. So many people put in pools last summer to amuse themselves. Last year, they were out of chlorine. Is that where it goes? I don't know. I mean, maybe. So here's the thing. It's like, well, with supply shortages, why are we having so many? And I've heard several different ideas on this, but in March of 2020, most of us shut down. We had quote unquote essential workers, which was almost everybody sort of. But regardless, we shut down production of things quite a bit in March of 2020. Fine. And sometimes you won't notice that dip in supply from a year ago until now or something. Fair enough. I'm cool with that. But what about like our shortages in labor right now? You know, three restaurants in my town can't get applicants. Burger King has a sign up front. They're going to pay people to refer their buddies. I don't ever remember seeing a fast food place saying, we are so desperate for workers that we will pay you to bring applicants in. That's pretty nuts. See, I thought everybody was broke. I thought everybody needed financial assistance. And if to the tune of $2,560 billion. But if people are broke, then why aren't they working? And that's a weird one. Most people that are hungry will go out and get a job, even a shit job, just so they can eat halfway pay the bills. And so I don't fully understand what's causing this labor shortage. You know, and I've heard it proposed, one dude I talked to the other day said that, well, maybe just less teens are working than before. And I kind of understand that because I worked at Burger King from age 15 to 22 back in the 90s and early 2000s. 7 years at the old Burger King, and I learned a few things, but in general, none of those skills are really of direct value to me as a computer guy, an engineer, and cusser, whatever the fuck I am. You know, whatever, weigh the pros and cons about that. But I've always said for my kid, I'd rather him get like a computer job or a low level job that directly pertain to a skill that might be valuable later. You know, you could be an apprentice for an electrician when you're young, and maybe by the time you're in your mid-20s, you got real skills that, you know, get some union gig, and you're driving a new truck the rest of your life. Not a bad way to live right now. So I've kind of, I'd like for my son to get it, learn a specific craft and not just be a whopper flopper. And maybe others are doing the same. So that philosophy or that notion held water with me. It made sense to me. Now, I've heard it proposed that the $2,560 billion in relief, only a tiny amount actually went to people. And, you know, Trump did have a funny rant. You know, I'm not a big Trump fan either way, but he had a funny rant on the places that relief actually went. And my favorite by far was transgender studies in Afghanistan. Like, it sounds like the most bullshit college class you could imagine. And, but millions of dollars went to that out of the COVID relief. And so if you looked into that at all, I mean, it's online somewhere, the big long list. I guess I should dig it up for you. No, you can do it. Anyway, so yeah, $2,560 billion, and not as much went to humans who needed it as we thought. So maybe that's part of this mess. But maybe the aid did go to the people and it just went to the wrong people. And when I say wrong people, I don't just mean movie stars and fucking Wall Street goons, but maybe just regular people who didn't need the money that bad. And maybe regular people who weren't real short on cash just bought a bunch of shit they didn't need. See, to me, relief sounds like food, clothing, shelter. Relief, it's not adding a new deck, a new truck, or you know, getting a new ping pong table. Relief's what we did into Africa in the 80s or Katrina people in 2006. Relief is socks, and they get dropped from a helicopter. Relief ain't 9 subscriptions to Netflix and Hulu and HBO. So here's my guess. This is my gut feeling, and everybody's got their own idea on this. But my gut feeling is that if you give everybody $1,000, everybody's going to probably buy about $1,000 worth of shit they want. This is assuming they're not, you know, butt fuck broke. If you're completely broke, well, then you buy food with it. But like I said, only a small percentage of the people were actually broke. And so, again, I don't know what that number is. Is it 15%? Is it 10? 30? I don't know. I have no idea. But here's what I want. I want a new 3D printer. I want a laser cutter. I want an assault bike. And I want, kind of slash need, a new roof. So here's what I think. I think the government bought a ton of 3D printers and new roofs. And it's for people that were just a hair short on cash before. So if you were almost had the cash for those things, were thinking about getting them, oh, here's a $300 3D printer. I got 1,000 extra bucks. Cool. $700 can go to something useful. $300 can go to the toy. That's not a bad way of living. That sounds okay. The problem with this is it causes demand to go up across the board. And 3D printers have chips in them. And those same chips could be used in cars and trucks. So the reason that Ford guy is out of work right now is because a bunch of people bought 3D printers and equivalent. So there's something to that when you jack up the demand for this stuff. It doesn't mean everybody went out and bought 300 million 3D printers. And I'm focused on 3D printers just because that's my world. That's kind of how I think. But it applies to almost everything. Fucking computer monitors, microphones. I mean, you add it all up. The aggregate is that we have a ton more demand for these chips, clearly, to the point that it's actually hurting certain industries. So anyway, what's the solution? Now, a lot of times I rant and rave about abortion, for example. I got no fucking solution. The left and the right are full of shit. I don't understand either one of them on this particular topic. Well, for this one, I do have a solution. And all the government had to do was have people ask for the money. Just make people fill out a form, just like we do to go to the doctor's office before they get the big cash. So you want your family wants $4,000, you have to go down to somewhere, fucking doctor's office, a DMV, I don't know, print out a form and mail it in, something. We have mail-in voting, surely we could just have mail-in this. I know the government isn't smart enough to make a website, you know, in a year that would actually function. You know, we saw that with the Obamacare shit. They had their big unveiling of the government insurance, and it was a disaster. It took years for them to get it right. Fair enough. I mean, building a website's not easy. I've done plenty of that in my day. But if we just had people jump through some hoop and actually ask, even if the form only took 5 minutes to fill out, you would say, well, who the fuck wouldn't fill out a form for 5 minutes to get free $4,000? Well, a lot of us don't look at this $4,000 or whatever the fuck it would end up being multiple times as free. And I don't know if I would have filled it out. I don't know if I would have taken the money that I didn't earn and didn't need, because I know full well there's going to be ramifications later. Now, some of my buddies have argued that, well, the government's just going to, you're going to get inflation either way. Enough people are going to take the money to fuck it up for everyone and cause this inflation, so you might as well get yours when you can, because we're certainly going to be paying for it later. And, you know, that's fair too. But I bet we had, what was it, $2,000 billion? I bet it'd be $1,000 billion. But the beauty of making people actually fill out a piece of paper, a bullshit, stressful, horseshit piece of paper before they get their free money, is it knocks significantly down on the horseshittery. Horseshittery, I like that. Transgender studies in Afghanistan can't be lumped into that. That alone I like. Like, you're knocking it down on the cronyism factor. The corruption goes down. And even if the actual dollar amount doesn't go down significantly for people actually getting aid, which I think it would, I think just knocking the corruption factor down is worth it. So, and here's the thing too. Inflation is immoral, and I'm going to explain to you why. And again, 2% inflation I think is okay. But when it starts getting out of hand, and so let's go back to the deck example. So many people were adding on to their decks this year that it made it hard for people who have a hole in their house to buy wood. See, when we have a limited supply, you got 10 units of wood, and suddenly all 10 are just going around, you know, getting used up on stupid shit. And not that adding on to your deck is a stupid thing, but it's less important than the guy fixing his roof. You got a leak in your roof, you got to fix the damn thing. And I wish the guy, you know, with the leaky roof didn't have to pay ridiculous prices that were all caused because so many people were just having fun with their money. And that's kind of where I'm looking at this. I think a whole lot of people got play money. If you weren't butt-fuck broke pre-COVID or even during COVID and all that money was just extra, that's play money. And, you know, forget the deck for a second. Let's go switch to eye surgery. So, and then I get to pretend I'm having some real fun here. What? Listen, so pretend it's real fun to get eye surgery. Maybe it's like a status thing, you know, like some South Korean thing, or maybe like fake tits, you know, like everybody wants to get eye surgery now. It's the cool thing to do. Well, imagine your son desperately needs eye surgery, or he goes blind. And I went through that, actually. My son had to get eye surgery, and because the doctor said he's going to go blind if you don't. I'm like, well, that's the easy decision. Let's get eye surgery. But what if it was cool and just fun and people were using up their play money to get eye surgery? And so now the waiting list is 2 years because people are wasting all their goddamn play money on fun eye surgery. See, that's the thing. You've got some of these are needs that aren't fun. People don't fix their roofs for fun. But people do might add on their deck because they want to entertain. You know, so that's fun. And so play money is really fucked up. The government has no business giving out play money. Desperate buy shit you don't want to buy money, that's different, and we can talk about that. That's why we have you know, food stamps and things of that sort. And I'm a fan of those. I do think people need help. And certainly, I do think that the kids, if parents need help, then if they don't get help, then their kids really suffer. And I think those kids could be productive badasses someday. And I want to make sure we're breeding badasses and not breeding dead kids because there was no food in their house. I've been through some of that sort of too. So in the long run is, this is why people like me prefer less government. It's not clear that any relief actually went to the people that needed it, or at least not much. I'm not convinced that people that were really desperate, I don't think the government came to their rescue. I think they got a few, you know, here's a $1,000 here, here's $100 here, whatever. They got a few dollars. It probably eased the suffering, but it wasn't enough for people that really needed it. I think a whole lot of people got play money. And I think all that play money did was fuck over people that didn't have play money. People that need to fix their roof or get their car fixed. I mean, just name it. I mean, everything fucking goes up when all this play money is going around, because we can't just magically expand at some infinite rate. You know, that's the problem. They just dump that cash all at once. And so any raw material industry where you're scraping shit out of the ground or mining or whatever, ultimately, we always talk about cell phones. What do they call those? Conflict minerals? They're minerals. Somebody used a bulldozer to get those. So you don't just magically have 10 new bulldozers show up to to the site, so you magically can crank shit out in one day. You got to hire people. It takes time to buy that stuff. You got to get loans and blah blah blah. The expansion and what of a business takes time. So by throwing all that cash in all at once, I say there's no fucking way the economy is supply is going to meet the demand. Now, I want to make it clear, I've been wrong about every facet of COVID so far. Again, I did not predict that video cards would go triple in price or whatever. I did not predict that because of a pandemic. Never occurred to me in a billion years. So I've been wrong about everything, but I am going to start looking at altcoin mining suddenly to see if there's any real cash in that. Because I can do Linux. I can figure out the altcoin stuff a little bit. So we shall see. I've done it before, actually. All right. Out.